over 1,100 athletes who were to compete in the 2020 Summer Paralympics in Tokyo are spending their time at home right now, or at least close to it. The Paralympics, like their close cousins, were pushed back to 2021 because of the COVID-19 pandemic. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another edition of Sports and Commentary. It's a pleasure to have you along. My name is Greg Stewart, and this is a program that you help to sponsor with your generous tax-deductible contributions to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can find us on the World Wide Web at WWIB.com. For all the info you need, you can give there quickly, safely, securely, and remotely, too, to help support this show. 26-year-old Ryan Nicewender was a four-time All-American basketball player at the University of Illinois. Yeah, they have an NCAA men's wheelchair basketball program there, sanctioned NCAA sport at the U of I. And now Ryan's burning aspirations playing buckets in the Summer Paralympic Games. And that has to wait now till 2021 because of the delay over COVID. Ryan Nicewender is back with me on Sports and Commentary. So you have been training for this, for the Paralympic Games, for a long time. This was on your bucket list. This has got to be a huge disappointment to see your dream at least delayed right now, huh?
Yeah, you train your whole life for moments like that, and not many people get to experience it. And so we lead our training up to peak right at the right time, and so we were getting close to that point. And so to not be able to go this year, I think anybody would say that, yeah, it's a disappointment. And it kind of shows you what in life you can control and what you can't control. And that's why faith plays such a huge role in my life and in sports. Is just the things of this world will shift and change. And if you put your hopes in those things, you're really going to be disappointed quite often. And it's okay to have disappointment, because I've felt that. I felt frustration and that I couldn't go do something that I've been training so long to do. But in the same breath, you really realize I thought for sure the one thing that was definitely going to happen was the Tokyo Games were going to happen. I didn't know if I'd be there. I still had to try out, but I knew that they were going to happen this summer. And so for that to be canceled, I think it just shows you that in this life, we don't necessarily have control over the little details, but we do know who does and where we can put our eternal hope in.
Amen. You think back to March, it was going to be maybe, 2 weeks or so. We'll hunker down and get through this and then back to normal life. And who knows if it'll ever return to normal. So you play on the Paralympic men's basketball team. Tell us about the disability that forced you to play in a wheelchair.
Yeah, I was born with a disability called congenital distal spinal muscular atrophy. It's a long one.
Oof, yeah.
But it basically, the lower part of my spinal cord doesn't send the motor signal to my quadriceps. So my quadriceps are not able to function properly, and it has forced me to either use leg braces or be in a wheelchair to move around my entire life.
So, Ryan, how have you learned to push through and excel in this sport?
Yeah, one of the big things that I have found in my journey is your disability isn't a disability, but it's the ability to have new environments and new opportunities. And so what I've just found in my life personally is I really look to use the wheelchair just as the equipment or the avenue to move, to push forward. It's the freedom that I have. And so this disability, it's the only thing that I've ever known. Our bodies and our minds adapt to what life throws at us. And so for me, my disability is the only thing that I've ever known, and it's really propelled me to go places, see places, and do things that I couldn't do otherwise, even if I didn't have it. So it definitely is a unique thing to be playing sports in a wheelchair, but to me, that's as normal as it gets.
Yeah, and I've heard that you're quite a magician with that basketball out there in the wheelchair, huh?
Yeah, well, being shorter compared to some of my teammates, you definitely have to be quick. You have to I have mastered the ball handling ability to zip by some people. So, yeah, that is definitely one of my strong suits.
Okay. We're out of time again here, Ryan, so let's get you back on our next program and talk more about Olympic wheelchair basketball and dive into your faith story here a bit, too. 26-year-old Ryan Nicewender out of Lebanon, PA, and makes his home typically in Champaign-Urbana. He and his wife, Lauren, where they both went to school. Lauren, a soccer player down there at the U of I. Thank you, Ryan. We'll talk again very soon. Get you back in the next S&C here. Have a terrific day, all right?
Yeah, you too. Thanks, Rick.